Hello world and welcome to TLPS season 2. Okay, I love that, but anyways, welcome guys to TLPS season 2, right here in Lumi Black Show. I am Adinka Black, and I'm just super excited to do this to you. Every time I get to talk to you guys on the show, it's always super blissful. And so I'm gonna do the regular we've always been doing, and that is Toxic Series. So we're in the third episode of our Toxic Series, and what we're talking about today is toxic friendships. Yeah, the story is quite spicy. Now, before we head into the toxic stories, a lot of people have asked, are these stories real? Are these stories true? Well, they are true. They are real stories, but for the purpose of not sharing the real identities of people, we've had people come over to narrate their stories, and depending on the gender, we have people, you know, on the Looming Black team, the Effing Creatives and Code team, who narrate the stories for us, just to keep everyone safe, because some of the stories are quite sensitive, you know, and just so nobody gets in trouble, so to speak. Because we're talking about toxicity now, so it's quite dicey. But anyway, so today we're going to be talking about, we're going to be sharing someone else's story, a real story, because people just don't want to reveal their identity, and we understand that, and we, you know, don't really want to reveal anyone's identity. So, yeah, heading straight into it. Toxic friendship, a friendship between Falake and Daisy Ray. It's quite gory, I must tell you. So do not touch that dial. I'll keep saying do not touch that dial. And we're just going to, you know, head straight into it.
Falake. 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 There she was, a lifeless voice calling out my name. It sounded like chants of pain, sending shivers down my spine as my eyes became clouded with confusion. Or was this a third stage of insanity from the third and final call of my name? There she was, a lifeless body mirrored in the pool of her own blood. It is as horrific as it gets, the misconception of friendship and the nature of an obsession. Was it my fault exactly? What could I have done? Why don't you be the judge of that? Because this is my story, and I think this is my cross. You don't get so lucky having a best friend at birth, do you? But I did. Her name was Desiree. I've always thought if it was a mere coincidence that we both saw the light of Earth on the same day, same hour, and at the same place, I could say existence was the second divine gift I received after the breath of life. Second. Yes. That was one word Desiree didn't like to hear between us. Desiree and I grew up as sisters. We attended the same school, the same church, and we shared everything we had together. Honestly, she used to be my everything. And the spark in her eyes was as bright as the light that illuminated life itself, and under her influence, her voice drugged me into blissful subconsciousness. Am I your one and only friend in the world? These were Desiree's favorite words, and I mocked her for it, calling her a weird being. Weird? Yes, Desiree was really weird. There was a time she beat up one of our classmates for losing the pen I gave her, and when she was asked why she did that, she said it was because I was sad about it. Well, I was sad, but I never thought Desiree would have taken it personal and to that extent. Well, I was a kid then, and that event faded from my memory in a few weeks. As we grew older, Desiree became too obsessed with our friendship. She began stalking everything I did, just to make sure I wasn't friends with anyone else. At a point, I started getting angry at her unexplainable actions. But then she explained and she played the pity card, and I ended up apologizing every time. My parents were bothered about the intensity of our friendship, and he told me to withdraw a little bit. I wasn't cool with the idea. No matter how weird Desiree acted, she was still my best friend. The passionate consideration for our friendship kept us going for years, and I was proud of myself for not betraying our friendship because of my parents. Our friendship was strong as ever. In fact, I would say it got stronger. Our bond got stronger till it opened the terror of friendship I never knew existed. Desiree never liked being with anyone except me. Or let me say, she hated being with anyone else. I, on the other hand, enjoyed meeting new people, a trait that disgusted Desiree a lot. Everything was going well between us until I started dating. A part of me wanted to hide this relationship from Desiree, but she was my best friend, and that wouldn't have been fair. Eventually, I told her about my relationship, and surprisingly, she was happy about it. Desiree didn't like seeing me with anyone else, so her immediate acceptance was shocking. I thought I was just the one overthinking. Maybe there was nothing to worry about after all. Well, that was what I thought. Unconsciously, I started spending more time with my boyfriend than I did with Desiree. Sometimes I didn't see her for days. It went on and on and on till I forgot something. I forgot who my friend was. I forgot how weird she could be and that she was capable of doing anything. But then I had a feeling it was all in the past. 21st March 2021. A day I never saw coming. A day it all changed. Desiree invited me over. She told me she had something important to talk about. I hurriedly left for her place, wondering what could have been so important that she needed to see me. On getting to her place, I saw her on the Davenport watching TV. I was relieved she was doing okay, at least. And when I asked her what she wanted to see me or talk to me about, she laughed and said, "I missed you and I wanted to see you so bad." That was fair enough. We had little or no time to see each other often, and at least I could have done was spend more time with her. After a while, she headed to the kitchen to get us food. Not long after, her phone started vibrating. It was a call from her mom. I could have picked that call and it might have been the last call of my life, but I didn't. I decided to take the phone to Desiree in the kitchen, and the next thing I saw broke me. I found Desiree sprinkling a powdery substance into the served dishes. That moment when you have a tingle in your brain and it doesn't seem like reality. Yes, I had that moment. I didn't want to believe what I saw. Immediately, I confronted Desiree about it, and Desiree admitted she was going to poison both of us. What? Why, Desiree? Why? My relationship. That was the problem. Desiree said she couldn't stand another person taking me away from her. The more time I spent away from her, the more hurt, anger, hatred, and pain she shouldered. She was going to kill herself and me so we could finally be together without separation. These words fell out of her mouth with tears in her eyes, and I couldn't comprehend if that was really my friend standing right there. Out of confusion about what to do, I left. I was deaf to her cries and I was blind to her agony. I left her alone. Leaving her was the biggest mistake. Or wasn't it? Because I don't know. I still don't know what I would have done. But probably if I'd stayed, I could have saved her. On the 21st of March, 2021, I lost Desiree to suicide. She stabbed herself out of the toxic obsession that came out of our friendship. Most nights, I dream about the horrific scene of her death. And I wish I was there to save her.
So, well, like I told you guys, it's quite gory. I know there's some of you that are, you know, you have a thing for more gory events, and if this is not gory to you, I think you should see a therapist, because you have to be crazy. Yeah, but let me just deviate a bit. I was at a cousin's house some weeks back, and we were watching a movie. It was like crazy movie, and my cousin's friend was, you know, she came over, and we were watching the movie, and the movie was quite gory, honestly. And she was just okay. She was like, you know, this is normal. You know, I can watch anything. This is not even as gory as I wanted it to be. I'm like, she would really lean. You know, I'm like, yo, some people need to see a doctor. But anyways, but this story, this event between Folake and Desiree is just crazy. It's just crazy. And I read an article about toxicity in friendships, and some of the things I'm going to be telling you is going to be coming from that article, because I believe it's, you know, it's going to be helpful. And it's an article from Her Campus. Yes, it's a site where, you know, they get to talk about issues that have to deal with toxicity, friendships between ladies and things like that. So one of the things I was able to get was that it can be really difficult to handle situations like this. And just like you could see, you know, she wasn't sure what to do. It was crazy. And obsession and possession can lead to stalking. It's that crazy. And statistics have shown that 6.6 million, yeah, 6.6 million adults are affected by stalking. That's crazy. That's really crazy. And if a friend is starting to evade your life, there are a few things you can do to get away from them. And the first tip, which seems obvious, but is one of the most important, is avoid hanging out with them and stop responding to text. Yeah, that's what I feel. And I know there are some extreme cases, and this might not, you know, suffice as the best option, but that's like the first obvious option. And slowly they should get the hint. And if your problem is not serious and the person is simple or simply bothersome, only hang out with them with a group of friends you both know. You know, that should help a bit. And it's also important that to know that a person can only control you if you let them. That's the truth. And if this individual tries to control you, they will, you know, back down when they see you're not giving in and stand up for yourself. When they see you standing up for yourself, they would, you know, just go. Another thing I believe you can do is, you know, you can talk to the person and let him or her know the situation needs to change, honestly, because it's scary. You know, most of the time, this person is completely unaware of their insistent behavior towards you and others, you know. So communication is one of the things you can actually do. This is for those who are fed up and want to get away from, you know, such a person. You can delete all contacts of them from your life. Phone number, IG, Twitter, Facebook, email, whatever, anything. Just get away. And above else, if things start to turn into a situation where you're not comfortable with, I think you should ask for help. Friends, family, and even the police. Yeah. and hopefully it doesn't go that far. If the police will do all they can to remove any type of harassment, but the thing is, I'm not sure if the Nigerian police would see it as a serious case. I don't know. Gosh, God have mercy on our, you know, police in Nigeria. They're good police officers, and it's just that too many precedents of nonchalant attitudes from that force has made people not see them as serious people. But I believe things are changing, yeah. So, you know, they should be able to remove any type of harassment from your life. And it helps to know that you're not alone, and there are many online groups to help you out, trust me. And yeah, you can always reach out to Yinka, and I can help in any way. But that's basically that. And also know that an obsessive friend may only be a minor case in your life, you know. However, it's always a good idea to nip it in the bud as fast as you can. Trust me, this friend will always be a negative impact in your life, just so you know. It may never seem easier to be a friend with this person, but you should remember to put yourself and safety first. So that is my time on TLBS today, and please make sure you get to interact with us on all our social media platforms at TLBS_. That's on Twitter, the_Lumi_and_black_show on Instagram. And my personal social media accounts are at Adenka_black on Twitter, and Adenka Black. These things can really get so hard. Adenka Black, on Instagram. So yeah, let's get talking. And please make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. I think creators on cool. That's at Afin_C_C on Instagram, and Afin_same thing for Twitter also. So make sure you follow our sponsors. I beg, may they help us. So yeah, that is that on TLBS today. Please make sure you share this to your loved ones, your friends, your family, every single person you know. Till we meet again, stay safe, guys. I love you.